waters, stretched out on my bed. Your fingers are trembling, your heart is heavy and lead, and your head is bent back, and your back is arched. My hand is under there, holding you up out.
Okay.
All right.
That was our crazy, sexy introduction, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is the sex show.
This is the sex show.
It's the sex show.
It's the Sunday night sex show, because it's Monday. But it's not Sue Johansson.
Sue Johansson, by the way, is...
pretty damn cool.
Yeah, pretty damn cool, and a Canadian sexpert.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has Canada Day weekend off as well, because she's Canadian.
Yeah.
So...
God damn it! Stacey spilled her beer. She
I
hasn't
spilled
even,
my beer!
Now it's heading. Now Stacey's sucking off the head.
I hate you! Alright! God damn it, it's too late. It's in the carpet.
Why don't you look up the carpet, Stacey?
That's what your mom asked me last night.
Oh. She asked you to do that on her carpet?
Yes, her carpet. And by carpet, I mean pussy.
Or bush.
Or bush. Or what? Oh, euphemisms! Why didn't we put that on the list? Euphemisms for different sex acts. And by acts... Alright. So, I've had about a
None
milliliter
beer.
Of beer, and I can't speak.
Don't speak.
I know what you're thinking.
So please stop explaining.
Yeah.
Don't tell me cause it hurts.
I don't like sex.
What?
The first time. It hurts. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, enough of
or
that.
Sex with a girl probably doesn't hurt. Unless
not
she has long nails.
And you have tight pussy.
Alright.
Which most girls do. Before they've been exposed to anything. In my experience, most girls are tight pussy.
Alright, we're off to an excellent start.
Yeah.
So this really is our sex show.
Yes, it is, Stacey.
And, I had who'd you rather questions, and we have to do who'd you rather.
Okay, let's do it now.
Oh, okay. I have to go get the questions, so I'm just gonna pause it.
All right.
And
don't even say it. We're not pausing it.
And we're not back.
At all.
No, because we didn't pause the podcast. All right.
All right. Yeah. So this is Stacey's list of who would you rather questions that she made ahead of time.
Actually, no. I got them off of the Planet boards.
Oh, so they're all Alward?
No, not all of them.
Okay.
Hence Sarah McLachlan and Ani DeFranco. Mm. Although, have they used Ani? On the L word? If you know, send us the answer.
Yeah.
Or send us any email at all.
Yeah.
Other than... Yeah. Okay. So...
Desperate.
Shut up. Okay. So, Sarah McLachlan or Ani DeFranco?
Sarah McLachlan.
You know what? I feel like Ani DeFranco, to me, especially when... Like, because sometimes she has her head shaved, which I'm not so into. At all... And, you can't, like, down for the... Sorry, she's lying.
I'm tired.
Alright, fine.
See, I'm not such a big fan of Ani's work. I mean, I think she's very talented, I just don't like it as much as I like Sarah's.
Yeah, okay. And, well, I like Ani DeFranco, and I like Sarah McLachlan.
I think they're both really hot. Ani's more hot of an... hotter in, like, a more grunge way, which
yeah.
I would usually be more inclined to like.
Yes.
But Sarah McLachlan is, like, just so beautiful.
Mm. She is, so I feel like I'm more attracted to Ani, but this is what I, when I first saw the question, and I was just kind of wondering, like, okay, so I'm more attracted to Ani, but I feel like I should pick Sarah McLachlan because she's Canadian, and, you know, is it
what?
My patriotic duty to fuck Sarah McLachlan?
Of course not. You're crazy.
I know, but I feel like, okay,
people
Ani DeFranco. Mm. And Sarah McLachlan. But I honestly, at the time that I first saw this question, I was like, is it my fuck it. Alright. Is it my patriarchal duty to... I don't know.
Alright. Nodge.
Nodge. So, Jenny or Dana?
Jenny.
Yeah. I knew that was going to be for you. Did you want to explain?
Jenny's hot, and she's my favorite character. Although, she's not, like...
I said you wouldn't fuck Jenny.
Well, I'd rather fuck her than Dana.
I took a sip of beer and it nearly went flying.
Because Jenny's my favorite character, but she's not the first on my list to fuck, but I'd rather fuck her than Dana.
Yeah, you really don't... You're not such a fan of Dana.
I like her character, but she annoys me.
Yeah. And I picked Dana because, the both of them are really kind of skinny, quite skinny, but I think Erin Daniels has nicer boobs.
Yeah, and she... And
she looks like a better kisser. I'm sorry, but Mia Kirshner looks like a terrible kisser. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's, you know, sad to say. And I love Mia Kirshner. Woo, Canadian. And right. Talented, but... I think I'm done with bad kissers. I'm finished.
Yeah, bad kissers suck. Take lessons.
Yes. And we're not trying to insult you. We're trying to, help you go back out into the world educated and a better lover. Really. I mean, yes. Come on.
All right, who's next? Next on the docket.
Helena or...
What is the docket?
I have no idea. That's why I just kind of bypassed your comment.
Bypass.
Oh.
Who?
Helena or Sherry Jaffe? Remember the woman that?
Yeah,
came?
I remember.
Think hard.
That's a toughie. Why don't you say what I think? Although I think I know.
Okay. Who do you think I'm gonna pick?
I think you will pick Helena.
I think you are right. Because just that one scene, we all know the scene I'm talking about, which is when her and Dylan are sleeping together for the first time, and they have both removed their clothing at this point, and she has, there's this pair of extremely flattering underwear that she wears that, yeah.
She just fanned her face.
Yeah, if you couldn't see me, which you can, I fanned my face.
I'd probably fuck Sherry Jaffe. I'm not so inclined to, fuck older women, but...
Well, she's not that much older.
She's a lot older than me.
Okay, well, yeah, they're all a lot older than us.
But yeah, but, see, Helena is just so freaking annoying. I like her, but she's like, I don't know how to make any of my own money. I'll just use all of Mommy's. And Sherry Jaffe, I think, would be interesting because she likes strap-ons. And I think it'd be interesting to try using a strap-on.
I would feel ridiculous.
I think I would feel sexy.
With the strap-on. You look down, it's like... I would honestly, just burst out laughing.
Yeah, I guess it's not your thing.
No, not so much. Oh, I have more OK Cupid stories.
Can you ask me the next question, please?
Yes,
Stacey,
while I'm writing.
Frantically scribbling down something.
Mark or Tim?
Mark.
Oh, Mark Fryer. But
I guess actually based on the character, probably Tim, but on the people themselves, Mark, because he's way hotter.
Oh, my goodness. And his sister, too. Like, that actor's, little sister sounds bad, but she's actually, our age.
Okay.
Blake Lively, sister of Eric Lively, is also... really fucking hot. She was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. She was, tall, blonde one, and...
Mark's
okay,
hot.
Okay, it was weird, because I was watching that movie with my sister and my mom, and I was... The whole time, I was like, she's so hot, she's so hot. Oh my god! And it was weird. Okay, no, it's fine.
Actually, I have a friend who, before she was, out-ish, she and, her dad would be, walking around somewhere, and she'd be, really young, 5 or 7, and both her head and her dad's head would turn, the same way to look at a woman. Or, her dad would be like, that woman has really nice legs. And she'd think to herself, I was just thinking that.
Who was that?
I don't really want to say her name over this. Let's call her... Tingo.
Okay. Wow. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. My girl crushes were, so buried.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. You're a late bloomer.
I am a late bloomer. It's sad. Okay, so I would fuck Mark, but I would have a threesome with the Tim that reappears third season as long as he kept his fucking mouth shut. Because he was so bitter and so hateful and...
Yeah, no kidding.
Homophobic.
Poor Jenny.
And just everything.
Yeah.
Poor Jenny.
chimney.
Poor chimney.
Silver waters.
What's the matter for you? Oh, the puppet movie. Mm. Okay, so I thought Tim looked like the hottest he has ever looked on the show. And Randy came back, and I really love Randy. So.
Yeah, Randy's hot.
Okay. Bet or Shane?
Shane. Shane's my number one person that I want to fuck on the show, so.
Yeah.
And that's funny, because Bet is your number one person that you want to fuck on the show. Well, that is like, crazy, Stacey.
It's insane.
I can't imagine that question ever coming up.
That was a lot of sarcasm for one sentence. Thanks,
sarcasm.
Anyway. So I was
very high on the sarcasm meter.
Anyway, so I would pick Bet because I just can't articulate how.
Stacey has a big, big crush on her.
It's ginormous.
Yeah, it's the biggest crush ever.
Huge.
It's one of the biggest crushes I've ever seen.
Like, Jennifer Beals is just so hot and so smart, and Bette is just so hot
and
so
smart. Okay, let me just point something out. As Stacey's saying this, she's peeling the label off her beer bottle, and apparently when you peel the labels off her beer bottle, it means you're really sexually frustrated.
Or it's like a metaphor for like peeling off her clothes.
Uh-huh.
My imagination. Either way. Either way, it's sad and creepy. I just, okay, alright, moving on. Okay, Tanya or Tina?
That's funny. Tanya, Tina.
Yeah, hilarious.
Tina.
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to fuck Tanya?
I don't know. Well, Tanya was kind of good-looking in her own way.
But
and
annoying.
I believe that actress.
I can't believe I'm about to go down on Dana Fairbanks.
I'm so happy that you remember that line.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I would go with Tina because I think...
She's hot.
Oh my god, third season Tina? Like, there's... And she was so off and on, but, like, the first episode... Ugh.
She made such a beautiful pregnant woman, too.
Mm-hmm. Coraline. Coraline is... Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
And
gorgeous.
And of course now she's dating Mr. Cock and Balls,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it would be fine if she wasn't being a complete bitch on top of abandoning Bet. And, like, I think even if she was straight, and I think any straight woman would stay with Bet. Because what's not to like?
Yeah.
I mean...
That the last episode of the third season was pretty crazy.
I actually really liked that episode. It was... pretty much my favorite of the
episodes. Hello, Angelica. So glad to see you.
Hello.
To the car.
So glad to see you. Anyway, that would be the Manning.
Yeah.
So, Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston?
Angelina Jolie.
Gross.
No contest.
Contest for me because she is a disease-ridden.
No, she's not.
Home-wrecking.
How do you know that she's disease-ridden?
Because
exactly,
she kissed her brother, like made out with him, full on. That's nasty.
That doesn't mean you have a disease, though.
Well, I think it's indicative of many diseases.
Like what?
Like making out with your brother.
It's not a disease.
Making out with your brother syndrome.
It's pretty creepy, but it's not a disease.
Okay, well, I wouldn't want to. Ew. Okay, bottom line, ew, and Jennifer Aniston because she rose above everything and she's cute and funny.
I find her cute, but not really. Oh my god.
Yeah, well, me neither, but I'm saying I would rather pick Jennifer Aniston because I am on Team Aniston.
I know you are. I think that, to me, Angelina Jolie is, like, oh my god, hot.
Mm. She's too hyped.
So many people agree with me. So
yes, everybody agrees with you, and I hate it. Okay, so, Oprah or Barbara Walters? I'm not even kidding.
Oprah.
Oprah's so beautiful. I can't choose, really, because I just both kind of want to sit them down and talk to them about representations of women in the media.
Yeah.
And women and their role in the power structure of the media.
Yeah.
Patriarchal power structure.
I love Oprah. She's funny, she's smart, she's beautiful, she's entertaining.
I feel like Barbara Walters would be open to it, so I'm gonna go with Barbara Walters.
Actually,
and she's so nice.
Barbara Walters and Angelina Jolie have kissed. On TV.
What?
Yep.
So God. There you go, Stacy. Okay, so does that make her bi? I don't know. And Angelina Jolie...
She's going label-free.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie, I think, said that she was a very good kisser.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a little
mind-blowing. I personally have no interest at all in kissing Barbara Walters. I have no interest in kissing Oprah either, but...
I want to hug Barbara Walters.
Yeah, I want to hug Oprah and be like, "Oh, I love you. Give me some money.
Give me a car.
Yeah.
How about that?
Can I meet Stedman?"
Oh, Stedman. Okay. Ann Coulter or Easy Girl, a.k.a. Elizabeth Zip. Betty!
I have no idea.
The girl from Betty.
Ugh. I have no idea.
Do you know what Ann Coulter looks like?
No.
Oh, she's in... Okay. Talk. I will find you a picture.
Alright, I would pick Easy Girl because I don't want to have...
Well, conservative cooties?
Yeah, I don't want to have a... what's the word I'm looking for? Relations with her. With that conservative person who wants school segregated.
You know what? I picked Ann Coulter.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to convert her to spite that fucking bitch. She's, like, oh!
You'd have to, like, drug her, though, in order to...
Which is
not cool. I do not condone that.
But that's the point of, you know... me converting her, is that she would be converted. She'd be like, "Oh shit, I'm a lesbian," or at least bisexual. Now I can't go on speaking about all these things and, you know, claiming that gays are gonna burn in hell and all that shitty fire and brimstone.
All that shitty shit. That's not true. All that poopy shit.
Where's Marina?
Silver water.
Okay, so moving on gracefully from that, so Maury, I know the answer to this, but have you ever been caught in any kind of sexual act, masturbation, anything?
I can't say that I have.
But you would like to say that you have?
No.
I can't say
that. I've been watched masturbating, but...
Me too!
But I wasn't caught.
Who?
Who what?
Who did you masturbate from?
I told you. This is neither the place nor the time.
Oh, I don't remember this at all.
Okay, so
what
about you, Stacy?
Well, you know this story.
I do know this story.
But I think I was in, like, grade 8 or something, and what I used to do is I used to watch TV for about 2 hours after school, then head up at around 5 to go do my homework. In my room, and
have some alone time,
and have some, not always, but this time I did, and, so Dave came upstairs, ex-stepdad, whatever, came upstairs to tell me that dinner was ready, or ask what I wanted for dinner, something like that.
Yeah.
And, he opened I was caught.
Without knocking?
Yeah, well,
that's not pretty
cool.
Do you
expect your 13-year-old daughter to be?
Well, no, but
diddling her skittle.
Well, no,
Peach's song. I mean, you
should respect people's privacy.
Even
if your 8-year-old daughter or son is in the room with the door closed, you're still not.
Mm. I completely agree, but it was, it was just
diddling her.
I can't believe I said that.
Were you, like, full out, like.
Well, I had my pants undone, and my homework was around me, as opposed to, And the funny part was his reaction. Like, he opened the door, I was like, "Hubba, blah, blah, blah." Sorry. Close the door. It was kind of like, open, sorry, close. That was pretty much the gist of the conversation.
Okay, actually, I haven't been caught, but I have caught other people.
Really?
Well, I didn't, like, walk in on them, but I have heard my mom and her various boyfriends fucking, and I told her about it, so it's like she's been caught.
Ew,
yeah,
that's nasty.
Yeah, and the first time I heard it, I was, like, 8 years old, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I'll never be the same again!"
Did you say it just like that, though?
No, I cried a bit.
Oh, my God, I'll never be the same again!
And now every time I come in the house, I, like, make my presence known really loudly so they know
I'm... Oh, I thought you meant come in the house in a different kind of way.
Oh. That's also pretty loud.
Okay, moving on. Ooh, all right, that was funny. So, how about that being bi slash pan thing that has so many advantages?
Yeah, because it's like you're being greedy. You can have everyone.
Yeah, that works.
That is the advantage.
That's the advantage.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know. I feel like it's really open. Now, have you seen Trembling Before God?
No.
Oh, right, you haven't. Okay. But everybody who's listening, you need to go... I don't know if it's available for rent or in wide release at all, but you need to go see this documentary. It's amazing. It's about... from gays and lesbians, which is Orthodox Jewish, and their struggle...
From. From, not from.
Oh, well, that's how they pronounced it on the... Oh, yeah, the Orthodox Jews who say, I'm from, are wrong.
It's from. You see, you just said from now, not from. You said from first.
Anyway, I will keep that in mind.
Good.
So,
wow. For once, that is Stacy not resenting me educating her.
Not for once. I'm usually pretty receptive.
You're not usually.
No, that's true. All right, that was a big old lie.
It's a big fat lie. This girl in my class used to say it like that. Like someone
was it Dina?
No.
Oh.
It was,
No, don't say her last name.
I'm not gonna say her first name either.
Okay.
But, just one time, like, she said something, she's like, it's a big fat lie! And some people, this one guy in our class made up a song and a dance to it. It was really mean, though. Everyone picked on her. I didn't. I was nice. I played with her at recess and stuff.
Oh, good.
So I was the other loser in class. But not on the hierarchy of losers. I was above her. I was a couple rungs above her.
On the ladder of losers?
Yeah.
All right. What were we talking about? Yeah, so he was like, it's a gift to be Jewish and it's a gift to be gay. And I was like, that kind of... Does that not feel true for you sometimes?
That's a gift?
Yeah, well...
It used to feel like a really bad gift. One of those gifts that he wanted to return to the store. Or get your
like
money
back.
Like one
of those sweaters that a grandma gave you and you can't return it.
I always liked my grandma's sweaters.
You know what?
I never got that many,
really,
though.
I a really, really nice one, and I loved it until I grew out of it.
I was knit one...
Like, I hated it.
At the time, I really, really liked it. It was green, and it had this gigantic tabby cat knit on the front of it. And I loved it.
Did it have their asses on the back?
No.
Okay. Good, because those were horrible.
I thought those were cool. I wanted one. I never got one, though.
That's when, like... Not Northern Exposure. What am I talking about? Northern Getaway.
Yeah.
It was hot.
That was
hot pussy.
Yeah,
in the, back in the day.
Yeah, it totally was.
Like, grades 2 to 5. That
yeah.
shit was, like...
I never got any clothes from Northern Getaway, though.
I got some.
I was too poor.
And everybody was like, whoa, nice Northern Getaway clothes. Oh, my God.
Debbie, I had a friend who got all her clothes from Northern Getaway, and I'm so jealous.
I'm sorry, if you're not Canadian, you probably don't know what the hell we're talking
about. But it's
about.
Like, I have no idea what the equivalent would be, but it was, like, the coolest store
yeah,
for, like, 7 to, like, 11-year-olds to shop
yeah.
at. Like, the coolest ever. And, like, the clothes were, like...
Because it had animals?
Yeah.
Like, sports.
Yeah, it was that. It had, like, sweaters and, like, frumpy clothes and, like,
oh,
animals on it.
They were
and,
so ugly. And
yeah, and, like, marshmallow vests when those became popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they were responsible for that. Anyway.
I don't know if they're responsible for it, but they carried them.
All right, so anyway, back to being bi.
Oh, yeah, sorry, okay.
Oh, God, so off topic.
Yeah, really?
All right, so advantages. Not advantages, why... What do you feel about it now? Like, how do you feel about it now?
It's alright. It's not the main thing I identify with.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think about it every day, but I think about I think about lots of stuff every day. But I mean, like, I now that I've accepted it, like, I mean, I've been very accepting of it for a few years now, but it's just something that's a part of me, and I wouldn't trade it because then I'd be a different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's made me a lot more open-minded. Like, I was always very open-minded. Even as a child, but now that there's something
yeah.
quote-unquote different about me, it has to make me more open-minded to everything, because
if I'm different, then why should I be discriminatory to anything?
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like it's just, I feel like I have so many possibilities,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, finally, you know, I've kind of, like, it's still scary sometimes. I mean, I'm in the early stages of this kind of, mm-hmm. and it was scary for a really long time because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I'm having these feelings, but I'm still identifying as straight, but that doesn't seem right. And, you know, I was just kind of, it was a really steady process of me allowing myself to, and giving myself permission to feel the things that I always had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I felt things for boys, and I feel things for boys, but it was always okay to say that, and it was, mm-hmm. there was nobody talking about, you know, oh, that chick is so hot, you know, in
yeah.
grade six.
Yeah.
You know, when we all started kind of getting to boys, and, you know, well, obviously it varies, but that was
yeah.
kind of the big year.
Yeah, I felt a lot happier once I came out.
Yeah, and you know, it's like...
Take a giant weight is lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah, and I feel like I want to be out to everybody.
Yeah. I felt like that for a long time.
And I have moments where I'm like, I don't want people in Dundas to know.
Mm-hmm.
But then, again, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. If they make fun of me behind my back, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to be friends with
them. I'm used to people making fun of me behind my back.
I'm sorry about all those rumors. Oops.
For a second, I was like, what are you talking about?
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay. So that was sarcasm. I didn't spread any rumors.
Thank
just that
you.
One.
Only STDs.
Nasty. Alright, so...
How long have we been on for?
I don't know. I was supposed to keep time, but I forgot. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, those people get bored.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hot people. Let's talk about hot pussy.
Alright.
In music.
Hot pussy in music?
Yeah.
Alright, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
He's the hottest pussy of the pussiest.
He was so gorgeous. Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. John
Lennon.
Tap
that.
When the Beatles were kind of doing their mod thing with,
yeah.
like, the bowl cuts and stuff. What else?
Let's see. In music, Rain Maida.
Yeah.
So hot. Chantal Kreviazuk.
Mm-hmm. How much would you like to have a threesome with
I them? Know. Their baby must be so gorgeous.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, like, the baby's like 2 years old.
So the baby's not a baby anymore.
Well, sort of. People
a
who
toddler.
Are people who are 10 are babies to me.
You're only 19.
I know. I feel really old, though.
Oh, weird. I don't feel old. I don't know what that is.
Anyway.
So, but there's gotta be more hot girls than Chantal Kreviazuk. Anita Franco, Sarah McLachlan. Although I don't know.
Jan Arden's pretty beautiful.
She's beautiful, but,
I wouldn't call her
like,
hot.
I wanna fuck her.
Yeah,
so
me either. Sorry, Jan Arden, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening,
We
but
do.
But she's so cool.
She is so cool.
Didn't we? We watched
that
documentary.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
She's so cool. I'm so proud she's Canadian.
I know. Okay, what about actors and stuff?
I
am...
Well, I was... TV.
Okay, well, people who are in TV shows are also actors.
Well, yeah, but, like, I also have a category for movies, though.
Oh. Alright, TV, then.
So, let's start off with our favorite shows, like 6 Feet Under.
What's her name?
Lauren Ambrose.
Yes.
Aww.
And
Peter Krause.
Yeah. So hot.
And by the way, if you watch 6 Feet Under, I get that I look like Rachel Griffiths.
Really?
Yeah. I got it from Margaret. Do you remember Margaret?
Nope.
From the Frost Head.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. who's really cool?
She is pretty cool. Who else? Oh, Noah Wiley. From ER.
I love
him.
You know when he's like scruffier and his hair is kind of mussed up?
Sit with Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hot.
So gorgeous. I don't like ER, though.
I love ER.
Oh, who else was... Who's hot on ER?
Paraminder Nagra.
Yeah!
She is so hot.
Also, she was in, you'd know her from...
Bend
or
like
you
Beckham.
All would know her from...
Bend like Beckham.
Which takes me to Keira Knightley.
I'm not such a big fan.
You know what? I think she is
needs
super cute.
She is needing to get a sandwich. Yeah. She needs to get a sandwich. A big old, like, clubhouse sandwich.
Yeah. topped with lard, because
no one needs that.
She is cute, and she seems, like, really cool in interviews and very down-to-earth, and she's funny, and... But I just... She is shit in, like, every movie
I've seen. Yeah, I know. She was so bad in Men in, like, Black Home.
Yeah, and...
Well, she wasn't horrible.
Pride and Prejudice? I didn't like her, and I can't... That. I just... I was watching...
She was alright in, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ugh, I thought that was the cheesiest movie. I couldn't stand it.
But Johnny Depp saw it.
Mm-hmm. With eyeliner.
Oh, anyone saw with eyeliner. Okay, you know who else is hot in the music-ness? Billy Joe Armstrong.
I disagree. He has, like, way fucked up teeth that are, like, gross. So? And he's a big old hypocrite because, like, he, like, before American Idiot came out, they were like, oh, all these, you know, fucking indie rock bands with their makeup and they're so emo and stuff. And then, like, they released American Idiot and he's wearing makeup in every single video, the entire band.
Which is really weird that he would make fun of that because he's always worn makeup.
Yeah, it's
just not so quote-unquote emo.
It pisses me off, and it felt, like, mildly homophobic, which is weird, because he came out in an interview for The Advocate as bisexual. So I'm like, why are you making fun of guys? You're gay. Why? Or, like, in the realm of gay.
Yeah.
LGBT community. Don't make fun of guys who wear makeup.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid.
Okay, so back to TV shows.
Yes.
Who else?
L-Word.
Yeah. Everyone.
Everyone, including Kit, and a lot of people are like, ew, I wouldn't fuck Kit, but yeah. I think who? I would definitely... Okay, that scene in the first episode of season 2, when Ivan gives Kit the car that she needed for her.
Kit's pretty damn gorgeous.
And she was wearing that blue dress. I was like, I would tap that.
You know who else is so hot? I forget her real name right now, but the woman who was in Angels in America and Weeds.
Mary Louise Parker! Yeah, Mary Louise Parker. I have the biggest crush on her.
She's so gorgeous. Oh my god,
at the driving bureau thing, license place, where I got my G1. Woo!
Me too.
The girl who I went to, the woman I went to the second time to redo my test.
Yeah.
Looked like Mary Louise Parker, and I instantly had a crush on her. I was like, oh my god, you're hot. Which is so pathetic.
Anyway. Movies.
Oh, Michael Vartan.
Yeah.
Oh. He's...
Which is Stacey's desktop.
Which is my desktop, and just, he's so gorgeous. And I've had, like, the biggest crush on him since grade 10, and I just finished first year at university. So, it's been a while.
I have a huge crush on Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
My crush...
Okay, so that's movies.
Yeah, my crush started in grade 7 or 8 with,
Bubble Boy?
No.
Donnie Darko?
No. The...
October Sky.
October Sky, thank you.
Yes.
And it just completely escalated, and now he's like, so, I love him. And Johnny Depp second.
He kisses guys. Like, I don't care if it's in a movie, that's hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he... He acts like he's having anal sex.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. Who's hot in the movies?
We should probably...
There's so many hot people. Eric Bana. Oh my goodness. The guy from The Hulk and Troy. And he's like... And Munich?
I haven't seen that yet. I should though.
Whatever,
I believe he was hot.
Oh my goodness, he's scruffy, and he's tall, and he's so well built, and...
You know who I find so... I wouldn't want to fuck him, but just listening to him, I'm like, oh, Sean Connery.
Ew! You think that's hot?
Yeah,
that's
I love his voice.
You know what, there was one time I was watching one of the old Bond flicks, and, it was just this one time, this little tiny millisecond where I was like, wait, is he hot? And then it was over. Yes. So
in case you're wondering what I was mumbling, I said we should hurry up because we forgot to time how long before.
Yeah.
So sorry if this is unbearably long, but we think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah, right. Not too bad.
So what else?
Or who else?
Should we just...
Which they totally heard. No, we still have more stuff.
Okay, so let's talk about that now.
Alright, stuff and places we'd like to try.
Alright, go ahead, Sophie.
What? Me? obviously I would like to try kissing, making out with, doing things with a girl.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I would like to try anal sex.
I don't really have any desire to go there, either with a partner.
I would only do it with someone who I've been in a relationship for a while and I feel really comfortable with.
Yeah. So you don't tense up.
Ew.
I'm sorry, that was bad. No, anal sex. I'm no.
Really?
Not for me. No, I don't want to try. I'm the least kinky person on the face of the planet. I'm just speaking for myself, though. Yeah. I wouldn't mind being, like, blindfolded or something.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. And by kind of cool, I mean pretty hot.
I don't have a huge interest in being blindfolded. Like, if that was my
I think it would just
thing.
Be really neat to, like, just work completely by, like, touch and you know, listening and feel.
I like being handcuffed.
And taste.
I like being handcuffed. That's pretty cool. I like to try arm and leg restraints.
No, not for me. See? Lacking in kink. I don't want to be whipped, paddled, ball and gagged.
I don't like being ball gagged either.
And not in a teabagging sense, but like the actual like equipment.
I'm sure they know what a ball gag is.
Well, maybe not.
Then look it up.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea. Google images. What else? Yeah, I just tied down. I'm more likely to do that than anything else.
I've had an interest in all of this stuff since I was like 5.
So. There you go. Yeah, just
places.
I had everywhere. Yeah, I feel like I want to do it everywhere. It's
I had
so
always
bad.
Wanted to have sex in a forest, and then I did, and it was pretty fun.
I thought you didn't like it.
Reflecting on it, it was fun.
Oh,
the night
okay.
after, I was like, oh my god, what did
yeah,
I just do?
Yeah, I know. The day after, you were like, ah, this was horrible.
Yeah, but then I reflected on it, I thought about it, I'm like, that was pretty cool.
Mm.
And now, since I'm always looking for material and stuff, I thought that would be really something really cool to write about.
Oh, so you're like, taking the Jenny route.
Yeah. I always have, though.
I didn't know that. I do not take the Jenny route in my creative writing at all. Which I don't really do anymore.
I do.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That was an exciting sentence.
I had, like, up against a tree.
I would want to do it standing up.
Yeah.
Girl or guy, doesn't matter.
There.
I'm thinking. Kitchen table.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a big one. I don't know why.
I'd be scared it would break, though.
Yeah. I don't know, somewhere not necessarily public, but kind of on the verge of being public.
I've heard that this is can be really bad for you, but I like to do it in water.
Yeah, actually, you have to use oil-based lubricant. And
yeah, well, because also it can push the water up into your uterus.
Yeah, and, well, not into your uterus, necessarily, because there's your cervix in the way.
Yeah, but it can get past your cervix.
Yeah, but that's not what you need to worry about. What you need to worry about is the water getting up into your vagina and giving you, like, a yeast infection or something.
Yeah.
Also, it's just dangerous. And oil-based lubricants are not good. You should always use water-based lubricants.
Yes.
Which is why using Vaseline is a no-no.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, because it can,
It takes, like, a long time to break down, whereas water-based lubricants take a day.
And it's not good for the condom.
And yes, it's not good for the condom.
So
you have to use a polyurethane condom, actually. If you are using condoms, or dental dam, whatever.
Which you should be.
Yes, I'm not sure if there's, like, a whole lot of polyurethane dental dams.
I have no idea.
Because I think that it's kind of, you know, it's not exactly got the variety that condoms do.
Yeah. So, what else would you like to try?
I would like to try a threesome for sure.
Yeah, one more.
I don't really have much desire to... I think after that, it just... There might be some intimacy lacking.
you know?
Oh, which is fine with me. Actually, the guy who I gave my virginity to, he lost his virginity in a threesome.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
The lucky man.
I know.
Now, see, I'm like, I'm kind of, now that I've been thinking about it after a while, I'm kind of hesitant to call myself a virgin, really, because I haven't had, like penis to vagina penetrative intercourse.
Yeah.
But I have had oral sex on, like, several occasions.
Yeah, but you're still...
And by several occasions, I mean many. But only with two separate people.
Yeah.
So.
But you're still, like, a technical virgin.
I don't know, because when they're conducting sex surveys, they ask for your partners, and they ask you to count your oral sex partners
as
well.
That's true.
So I think that it counts.
Well, it counts, but...
At least in the scientist's eyes, and that's good enough for me.
But the fact is that when you have sex for the first time, it's going to hurt because you're a virgin.
Or it's going to hurt because you've got a penis in you, or...
Because you're a virgin. And you're tight still, and your hymen has not broken.
Yeah, okay, well, what about, you know, a lesbian who's never slept with a man? Is she still a virgin?
Well, she, I guess, it's quite an interesting topic. I've thought about this before. I guess... In the technical sense, where people still think about the definition of virgin, she would be.
Yeah, which is stupid, though, because
stupid.
She's clearly not. Like,
I guess
Jane has never slept with a guy, but she is definitely
true,
not
also,
a virgin.
I guess you're a virgin in the sense that you haven't had straight sex, but you're not a virgin in that, like, you've still
yeah.
had sex.
But why are there...
And, like, guys are, like, heterosexual men, they're virgins in homosexual sex, so... Some people are still going to be virgins no matter what.
I don't know. I think... Wow, I have officially peeled all of the labels off of my beer bottle. Alright, well, that's not saying something.
Your carpet smells like beer, by the way. Don't find out. They're there.
Alright, okay. I'm sorry.
She was sniffing the carpet.
Shut up! You said it first. Your carpet smells like beer now. Oh my god.
Now that you poured it on your carpet.
Shut up! Ew! Oh, I saw the funniest article.
Yeah. Is it sex related?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Actually, it was the title of the article. Now, previous to me finding this article, I had had a discussion with, one of our kind of listeners.
Yeah.
Who I know from L Word fan site.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah. And she was like, I don't know, I kind of, like, because I was like, oh, I don't think Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls, Lorelai Gilmore, is, you know, gay or bi or whatever. She's, you know, supposedly... having this really incognito affair with Matthew Perry.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're just friends. But whenever publicists say that...
Leah
will have
like
a cow!
Leah loves Gilmore Girls and Friends. Like, she has every episode... Every season of Friends on DVD.
Yeah, and she's seen them all at least twice.
Could she be any more obsessed?
Anyway, so... She was like... I don't know, I get the vibe from her. I was like, okay, that's kind of obscure. Anyway, so a couple months after that, I saw the title of this article. It was just like a week ago. And it was like, Lauren Graham, eating out a holic. But it was for food.
You should cut that out.
I sent her the link. And it was written by Lauren Graham.
Oh, really?
Oh my god,
oh,
so
wow.
We can only hope that's true because she's pretty.
She is pretty.
Sorry, I took a sip of my
swallow.
Beer. I haven't heard that before. Actually, I've never heard that before, thank god.
Me either.
They've all been too caught up in the moment to give me any instructions.
As Stacey strokes her hair.
Actually, it was kind of like the hair
fluff.
Which reminds me, I need to get my hair cut. I need to get
need
a sexy
to,
haircut.
To go to
yes,
place.
To Fuse. Because we got a 50% off certificate.
At Pride.
At Pride. Woo! Yet another great reason to go to Pride Week.
You got free shit.
Yes, you get tons of free shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it's not even shit, it's awesome stuff.
Yeah. Even the pamphlets are good.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, so I need to get a sexy haircut, and I don't know what to do with my hair.
Maybe our listeners can help us out with that.
I'm gonna tell the person and be like, give me a haircut that you think will look good for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's giving a hairdresser a lot of leeway, and you may not need to.
Well, I'm gonna tell her what... I'm gonna get her to tell me what she's going to do first before I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna close my eyes and you can do whatever you want. Is that, a razor that I hear being turned on? Yeah. It's like, no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think you would look fabulous with a buzz cut. Oh, let's do that!
Uh-huh. Oh, my head is too big for that.
Buzz cuts are just nasty on anybody.
My brother used to have one.
Ew, Jason.
For years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, don't get a buzz cut. Bother to style your hair.
My dad had one when he was a kid. But that was back in style.
Yeah.
And my dad always threatened to give me one when I was acting up.
Anyway, what were you talking about
before? Enough about my childhood abuse.
Yeah. And haircuts. Because the topic of haircuts is not overly sexy.
No.
So, gosh.
What were you talking
about? Oh, yeah. Stuff that... Because there's still more stuff that we want to do. What about, toys?
Yeah.
Just a general yes.
Well, toys, you already said you don't want to be whipped or flogged or
something. Oh, no. I'm talking about, like, vibrators, dildos.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I don't know whether I would use them with a partner, necessarily.
They're not... Well, I don't think I'd share them. We'd have our own separate things.
Oh,
that we'd use on each other.
Yeah. And, actually, you can share them if you put a condom on, on them. But not... Don't keep on the same condom, thinking that because it's a condom, it's different. No. You have to... switch.
Yeah.
Put on another condom.
Has to be a little gross.
Yeah. Ooh. Especially anal play.
Yeah.
Please be very careful.
Yeah.
Do not want to
mix.
That's enough on that.
Yeah. This podcast is turning very unsexy.
Hey, safe sex is sexy sex.
It is.
Safe
sex.
Be
a man,
is
wear a condom.
Yep.
Be a woman, make sure he wears a condom.
Or he can make sure he wears a condom.
Yeah. Well, no, it's still partially the woman's responsibility.
Tell your boyfriend to wear a condom. That goes for guys and girls.
Yes. Anyway, enough of our public service announcement.
Yeah. Although, like, when you're talking about sex, it does inevitably, if you're educated about it at all, become a public service announcement.
I like to try one of those sex wings. I think that'd be fucking awesome.
It probably would be fucking awesome. Or awesome fucking.
Awesome fucking.
Because,
you wouldn't have to... Because, for angles and stuff, it wouldn't be all awkward, and, you could get it, right in there.
Gee, Maury, what are you talking about? Right in there.
Yep.
Get it right in there.
Yep.
I don't think I'd be too keen on it. What I really, really like, and I was just making out with Colin, and it was that kind of tantric position where we were both sitting up and I was on top of his lap and I had my legs around him.
Yeah.
And it was just, and he was sitting cross-legged and I was, it was awesome to have that kind of that kind of closeness.
Yeah.
And because there was so much contact, it was just awesome. I suggest that you try that position if you haven't. And you don't need necessarily, obviously, to do it with a guy.
That is true.
It can work either way.
That is true.
That's the thing about sex positions, is that they can probably work a bunch of different ways, no matter who you're sleeping with. Like the tantric one. Again, I really, really recommend it. I thought it was so hot. Because you could just, drape over each other, and it was awesome. I'm going to stop gushing now. Alright, and scene. So what else are we talking about? Hickeys.
Oh, yeah, hickeys.
Hickeys.
I got my first hickey a couple days ago.
Yay.
At my Canada Day party. It actually surprised me that I'd never had a hickey before, considering it's not like I haven't done any making out. But so I got a hickey, and I didn't even realize it was there, and now I keep forgetting. I have it and catching myself in the mirror and saying, how is that? Oh. And I went to my dad's house tonight, and, like, I didn't care. Like, he obviously knows that I'm not... He knows that I don't just sit around and don't do anything with people. But, like, I didn't want him to see it, because the awkward question, so I just tried to keep my hair covered and butt it.
Nice.
Yes.
I could do that quite well today, because I have my hair down.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah. I'm starting to wear it down more often. Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting.
I think I wear it down more often than not.
Cool.
Which is a bit of a switch, because I used to have my hair in a ponytail switcheroo. Every day.
It was like your uniform.
I just didn't know what to do
with it. I like uniforms and sex play.
Yeah, I see. I'm not so big on like the whole.
I like role playing. I would like to role play.
I think I would feel silly. I'd be like, okay, I would seriously just rather like enjoy the moment rather than like all the planning. It's like, oh, okay, you be the officer, and I will be the village girl or something.
I'm the gentleman.
The officer and the gentleman. Ah, yeah. To me, more. Fucking Tom Cruise with a strap on. That would be interesting. Actually, no. Officer and a Gentleman is Richard Gere. Oops.
What the hell are you thinking about?
I was thinking of A Few Good Men.
Oh.
Or that...
I would like A Few Good Men.
Hey, you're pan, so you have to say A Few Good People.
Why?
No, I was just making
I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. But I would like to do A Few Good People.
Yes. Indeed. And some specifically.
Yes. But then we're not going to talk about it. You always make me feel awkward, Stacey.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So
yeah, and then people saw my hickey after I was done getting it. And they were like, that looked like it hurt. And then the girl who gave it to me was like, did it hurt? And I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, well, not in a bad way.
See, I'm not into the pain thing. The wax drippy.
Definitely am.
Yeah, I know.
It's fun shit.
The most I want is, like, maybe, like, a bite or something. But not, like, a hard bite, but, like...
I like biting. I found out a couple days ago that I really like biting.
Good on ya.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was going to say something, but now I forgot what it is. I think I might actually be bereft of anything to say.
Okay.
All right, so that's, I guess, pretty much it.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered all the things we can talk about sex.
We've been sexed
to the max.
Like, totally to the max?
Totally.
Oh, that's grody.
Hey, I like saying that.
Val speak.
Yeah, well, I'm Val, you know, fuck you.
Technically, we're both Valley girls.
That's
because
true,
we live in Dundas.
Live in the Valley.
Yep.
Can we stop saying the town that we live in?
Why? What difference does it make?
Because it does.
All right, fine. Okay.
So...
Oh, wow. Perhaps?
All right. So this is our sex show, and we hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And send us a comment.
Yes, please like comment. That. We love listeners.
Okay, bye.
No. Wait, why are you...
Oh, I thought it was
done. No. Not yet.
All right, hello.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Stacey's like, thank you so much.